Yaakov's Kol Mishnah Gimel. The Chamisha Osen Ba'ayim, the 15th day of Adar, Shulchan Atzeh Yoshev in Medina, they had tables set up in the Medina, in Yerushalayim, for people to bring in their Masas HaShekel. That's in the Chamisha, was the 25th of the month, Yoshev and Mikdash, they already moved into the Beit HaMikdash, it was already the final stages of the collection. Yoshev and Mikdash is given the Mashkin. From that point of time, they were to go out to people that did not give their Masas HaShekel, and they were actually forcing to give his Masas HaShekel. That's me, Mashkin, who they forced? The Vim Yisraelim, Gerim Avodim Meshuchroim. That Jews from Shevet Levi or from the other Shvatim, and Gerim Avodim Meshuchroim, they're considered regular Jews in respect to this. Avoloi Noshim Va'avodim, woman or Evet Kanani that was not yet freed, or Ketanim, would not be required to give the Masas HaShekel. It's Ish, Koifa Nafshei, Ish Velo Isha, and the Avodim are the same status as the Isha, Ketanim, and Amachuvim Mitzvahs. Yeah. Now, the age of Ketanim is a discussion over here. Lamaise, the Rav says that it's from, Ketanim is age of 20. I know it was up to 20, they would not mechayev them to give this. Kol kodesh hitzur lavan lishkol aliyot shevein apaytik. If a father started giving half a shekel for his son, even though he wasn't mechuyev to be mechanech him in this concept, he's not going to stop the next year. This is also brought down to make some people on the matzah shekel before Purim also give for the children. If they start giving for your children, just continue giving. We left out the Kohen before, and the reason why is, even though the Tana holds that they had Masas HaShekel, but since they were the ones responsible for the Avodah, they gave them extra covered, not to force them to give them Masas HaShekel. They treated them a little more covered. Yeah.